Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We're kicking things off today by discussing web accessibility, a crucial topic that impacts how everyone uses the internet. Specifically, the Adafruit blog has recently been the subject of debate due to a connectivity obstacle, a human verification screen, that's been a real headache for some users. This verification checkpoint creates serious barriers for people living with disabilities, highlighting why accessible design should be a priority from the get-go. As developers, we're reminded of the importance of offering alternatives to mainstream capture systems, making sure everyone can engage regardless of ability. Beyond just being good practice, these improvements help sites comply with legal standards in places like Australia and the UK, ensuring inclusivity isn't optional, it's expected. Moving on to some big news in the Linux world. Linux 6.18 has now officially received long-term support. This designation means the kernel will be maintained through December 2027, a major win for anyone who relies on stability for their infrastructure, whether that's in a data center or a home NAS setup. Linux 6.18 isn't just about longevity. It brings a fresh round of performance and stability improvements that'll benefit multiple hardware platforms. Kernel geeks and SYS admins alike are keeping a close eye on this, since LTS kernels are the backbone of many key open source projects out there. But the open source train doesn't stop there. SoundOpen firmware has also released its version 2.14 this week. This update introduces support for new hardware platforms, so if you're running cutting-edge audio systems, this will be particularly good news. The improvements around power management and refined audio processing mean we'll see better performance without the expensive energy bill. Shifting gears, let's talk security. There's been a raft of critical security updates across popular Linux distributions. These patches target vulnerabilities in major packages, and if you're responsible for any Linux systems, now's the time to review and apply the latest updates. Attackers only need one way in, so being proactive with updates is essential to keeping your networks and your users safe. Now, on a totally different note, we're seeing an interesting challenge arise in Japan's gaming industry: font licensing costs. Some Japanese game developers are really feeling the pinch, with increasing licensing fees putting pressure on already tight studio budgets. This cost conundrum might force more teams to look at open-source alternatives, or even develop their own solutions from scratch. This situation reflects a wider issue for the industry, with smaller studios at risk of being squeezed out unless more sustainable licensing models are adopted. Switching to science and public health, a recent publication in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has caught the world's attention. Researchers have found that tattoo ink particles can migrate into the lymphatic system, something that's now raising fresh concerns for public health experts. Of particular interest is the potential impact these migrated inks might have on immune function, especially regarding vaccine efficacy. While more studies are needed, it's an important heads-up for people considering new tattoos and for healthcare professionals providing guidance. Speaking of major moves, Anthropic has made headlines by acquiring Bun, which many of you might know is the high-performance JavaScript runtime engine. Bun is now the engine behind Anthropic's Claude code agent, and the acquisition was supported by some big tech investors. This move boosts Anthropic's position in enterprise developer tooling, as AI-powered ecosystems and demand for high-efficiency runtimes reach new heights. Over to CPU news, the upcoming Linux 6.19 kernel is packed with significant features for both Intel and AMD processors. Notably, enhanced support for error detection and advances in security are leading the charge. Great news for enterprise users and home enthusiasts alike. These improvements show Linux's ongoing commitment to innovation, fortifying both security and performance for critical systems. Next up, the Kubernetes ecosystem is facing some turbulence with the project's plan to retire Ingress NGINX, citing a lack of maintainership. This decision is causing ripples throughout the community, raising tough questions about the future of networking for millions of Kubernetes deployments. With Ingress NGINX historically central to managing traffic and securing workloads, alternatives will need to step up, or existing projects must attract new maintainers fast. Now, let's turn to an exciting area in rapid prototyping. 3D printing innovations are speeding ahead with platforms like 3Duino. 3Duino lets users design, print, and tinker with interactive electronic devices in record time, making advanced engineering more accessible than ever. This trend is democratizing complex prototyping, potentially changing the landscape for engineers, inventors, and hobbyists throughout Australia. On to hot competition in the world of artificial intelligence. OpenAI has announced a code red for its flagship ChatGPT service. Under pressure from emerging rivals, OpenAI is investing in rapid performance improvements and new features to regain its competitive edge. While Code Red may sound dramatic, it highlights the fast-changing pace of AI and the pressure to constantly up the ante when it comes to user experience. Now, addressing digital policy, Apple is in the spotlight after taking a strong stance against a recent government mandate in India. The Indian government is pushing for a preloaded state-run app on smartphones, but Apple is resisting, citing privacy and security concerns for its users. This clash illustrates growing tensions between privacy advocates and government authorities over pre-installed apps and data sovereignty. Users can expect similar debates to play out in Australia and the Asia Pacific as governments rethink digital regulation. Fresh from the FreeBSD camp, version 15.0 has arrived, featuring process streamlining, system enhancements, and the retirement of 32-bit support. This latest release underscores a broader industry shift towards focusing development around modern, scalable hardware, as legacy systems are slowly phased out. If you're in infrastructure or platform development, make sure to review what this free BSD upgrade means for your future upgrade path. In open source security, the SmartTube app for Android TV suffered a developer key breach, exposing user data to risk. This breach reminds us all that good key management isn't just a best practice, it's absolutely essential, especially in distributed open source projects. Next, NVIDIA has rolled out the Nemotron Content Safety Reasoning Model. A mouthful, but an important advance for AI policy enforcement. This model can dynamically interpret and enforce nuanced safety policies, adapting to both regulations and user requirements on the fly. With content moderation and policy compliance high on everyone's radar, Nemotron sets a new standard for flexibility in AI-driven applications. Staying with AI, companies are also being urged to hold the line on user privacy by resisting bulk surveillance requests from authorities. Transparency and clear communication with users are more important than ever, as Australians want to know how their data will be used in AI chatbots. Legal action transparency and user advocacy will be key, as governments and developers alike define the boundaries of privacy protections. Now moving to patent law, the United States Patent and Trademark Office is considering rule changes that could restrict public challenges known as inter partes review, or IPR. Critics say these proposed changes could make it harder to challenge poor patents, undermining the innovation ecosystem so many rely on. There's growing resistance from open source advocates and major tech companies, who are calling for IPR to remain open, affordable, and effective. This outcome will matter in Australia too, as our system often follows global standards on patent scrutiny and rights protection. Circling back to Linux development, kernel 6.19 continues to see noteworthy performance boosts, especially in database throughput. Patches entirely rewrote CID management, which early testers say has significantly amped up the efficiency of certain workloads. These technical advancements are what make open source such a force for progress in Australia's digital infrastructure. Java developers will want to check out Tornado VM 2.0. It's the latest release, and it seriously enhances how Java applications use mixed hardware backends. From improved execution to added support for new data types, this is another example of open source helping devs squeeze more out of their existing investments. In summary, these stories illustrate just how fast the digital landscape is changing, and just how vital open access, inclusion, and data protection have become. The push for web accessibility reminds us that technology should serve everyone, and innovations like Linux 6.18 LTS ensure robust foundations for the future. Whether you're passionate about kernel development, digital rights, or the latest trends in AI, staying informed and engaged is more important than ever. As always, ongoing collaboration and vigilance remain critical as open source communities, users, and advocates drive the next wave of technological progress. Thanks for listening.